Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Richly. Can you hear us over there?
Amen.
Praise. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for today. Every day we gather is a special day.
Amen.
So we want to thank you. We want to appreciate the brethren in Dublin, the saints there, Brother Marius, Bro Ellie, and everyone over there, Brother George, Alent is in London. So God bless you all. Greet you all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've had this issue of COVID, different things, and it's caused us to learn that we can have fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
We can be here and fellowship with brethren in Dublin and fellowship with brethren over there. It's wonderful. So to God be the glory. Amen. So we are here for this joint service. We'll do the Sunday school, and then we'll enjoy the ministry of Brother Marius. If there's any problem with sound, please let us know. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful to thee. For David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Father, we are thankful to thee for this opportunity to gather and hear your word, to draw closer to you. For every day we know the rapture is nearer than it has ever been. Every day we know your coming is closer than it has ever been. Lord, we pray that you help us. It behooves us to look around, as the scripture teaches us, to lay aside every way that easily beset us and run with patience to the finish line. Father, we pray that you quicken each one. Lord, bless our joint service here and our brethren in Ireland there. Lord, we pray that it will be a great and wonderful time in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for we pray and ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you. If the technicians here can bring up the Sunday school, we have a Sunday school we want to share with you. And the Sunday school, thank you very much, is climate change. Amen. Climate change. So the reason for this Sunday school is because there's climate change being discussed all across the world. The leaders of the world have gathered, as they put it, leaders of the world, they've gathered in Glasgow. Prior to that, they were in Rome to discuss about climate change. So we want to talk about it. Amen. Climate change, what are they talking about, and what is it, and how does it relate to us? Praise the Lord. Everybody was involved. Russia wasn't there, China wasn't there, but the Pope, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Queen of England, all the dignitaries were there. And the President of Nigeria also was there. There's great big problems in Nigeria. There's terrorism, people are dying like chickens. But the president was in Glasgow to discuss climate change. Amen. So we want to look at that. Can you still hear me? Everybody hearing me? Can you raise your hands? Okay, God bless you. Amen. So this, you might need to help me there because sometimes, okay. So this picture you see here, it's not the meeting itself, but it's a lot of people who were demonstrating. People went in their thousands. They traveled from London, from countries, from different places, bearing flags. Amen.
Amen.
They believe that the leaders of the world are destroying the earth. They've destroyed the planet. And that they're just playing lip service. And they've gathered themselves using the internet and so forth to demonstrate that they are not serious. Amen.
Amen.
If you go to the next one, it's maybe a graffiti somewhere. But I like that because it defines where we ourselves are going. It says our climate is changing. Climate means the weather. Praise the Lord. It is changing. And if you look there, it's somebody passing, and you can see on one corner, it's the maybe when everything was fine, flowers and green. On the other corner, it's the whole thing burning up. Amen. So whoever made this graffiti has divided it in two. This is where we are headed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the Sunday school is that climate change has happened before. And I want to show us many times that climate change happened on this earth. Amen. Amen. Now, in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 5, it reads that every plant of the field before it was on the earth, every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the soil. There was a time there was no rain. Praise the Lord. Amen. There was a time it had never rained before. And God changed the climate. And God caused it to rain. Amen. That was a climate change. It was serious. Amen. Amen. God, in the book of Genesis chapter 7, verse 4, God said to Noah, for yet 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now think of it, when it rains, everybody is not too happy, it's wet, but God made it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. This rain was really like real shower for 40 days and 40 nights. The scripture says God also opened the deep. There's deep where water is. God opened it, underground water, everything. For 40, it kept raining. No matter how much, my, today flood, that one day will look, it rising, rising, rising. The weather, the climate changed. Amen. Amen. If you show us the next one, thank you. The next one shows, thank you there, amen. Aha, that's a drawing from my sister, amen. Lord, he's showing this rain, showing the ark being burned up, amen. So her painting is still making the news. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go to the next. Now, this is another climate change. Amen. Amen. Now, when we have rain, it's just rain. We can bear with it. But there was a time God changed the climate. And this change of climate, it rained. My, it rained. If you thank you. God rained. Hallelujah. The Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. The weather, the climate changed. And God caused rain to come down. And this rain is fire. Imagine fire of rain on buildings. Everything will catch fire. The ground will catch fire. There's nowhere to hide. It happened. The climate changed. Amen. Amen. Verse 19:25 Genesis, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities which grew upon the ground. There has been a climate change like that. Now, if you go to the next one, thank you. This one here is again another climate change. This climate change happened in Egypt. Amen. Amen. When Moses, the children of Israel were there. And what you're looking at, you see fire and so forth. If we read the scripture pertaining to that, if you click the next one, it comes to the scripture. The scripture says, and Moses stretched forth his rod towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire that ran upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The climate changed in Egypt. Hallelujah. Amen. God changes the climate. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at another climate change. This one, if you go to the next one, thank you. This was in the land of Israel. Elijah said, there shall be not rain nor dew except by my word. Amen. No rain, no dew for 3.5 years. The climate changed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, the nations are gathering. The climate is changing. What does it mean? Amen.
Amen.
Climate changed. Next one. Then we go proper into the Sunday school. When the Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross, the climate changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke 23:44. It was about the sixth hour. There was darkness all over all the earth until the ninth hour. The climate changed. Amen.
Amen.
And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Having thus said thus, he gave up the ghost. The climate changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So climate change is not new. But all this climate change we've read about, it had to do with judgment. It means there is something wrong. The leaders of the world are meeting and talking about climate change, but they're not addressing the issue. They think it is science. They think it is greenhouse, it is this part of that. But it's mainly judgment. What is causing it is sin. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in the time of Noah after, Genesis chapter 9:15. The next one, thank you. Amen. Is this that there? Okay, if you go to the next one. Genesis 9:15. And I will remember my covenant, says the Lord, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. God said, I will not do that again. But there's something else that the Lord will do. So this is the Sunday school. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:13. All the world leaders that have gathered in Scotland, that have gathered in Rome, if they had just read this scripture, that will solve the problem. The solution is in the Bible.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So if you put that scripture up for the brethren so they can read along with me, God is saying, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who does these things? All these things is done by God. The climate is in God's hands.
Amen.
The earth is in his hands.
Amen.
He's the one who sent hail. He's the one who sends rain. He's the one who makes earthquake. He's the one who does. It's not science. It's in God's hands.
Amen.
And he's saying here, if I do it, if something has gone and I do it, it's for a reason. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. So there is a solution to climate change. And the solution to climate change is right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't take the world leaders. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There was a prophet in the time of Nineveh. And he came and spoke things about Nineveh. God is about to destroy this place. There's going to be a climate change in Nineveh. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Ninevites did this. They started praying.
Amen.
They started repenting. They started calling upon God.
Amen.
The king changed the laws. The king said nobody should eat. Even animals shouldn't eat.
Amen.
Even babies, no breastfeeding. Everything will go into fasting.
Amen.
Maybe God will hear us.
Amen.
This scripture applied.
Amen.
Till the prophet wasn't happy. Jonah was not happy. that God said, if my people call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That is where the problem is. Can England turn from its wicked ways? Can America turn from their wicked ways? Can Germany turn? Can Nigeria turn? Can they do like Nineveh? Can the king suddenly change? Because that is the solution to climate problem. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. Amen.
Amen.
Malachi 4, 1. They can, but they won't. Amen.
Amen.
Nineveh did, showing that it can be done. Amen.
Amen.
Climate is changing. World is shaking. Malachi 4 verse 1, for the day, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, say the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither roots nor branch. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That is the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It's coming. Amen.
Amen.
And then he has already fulfilled Elijah. He has sent Elijah. He's come in the person of Abraham.
Amen.
This scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
The next thing in line is the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The climate is going to change.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's look at a few things. Amen. Because all the time when the climate is about to change, God sends a warning. He makes a way of escape, like the young ones have, you know, shown with Noah and the ark and so forth. The ark is built and Noah preached 120 years. God is about to destroy the earth with water. Get into the ark. Nobody got in. They were too, it wasn't nice enough. He didn't support the science. And they found that the Titanic, everybody wanted to get in. It was nice. He supported the science. Amen. God help us. Now, if we look at a few quotes that brings this out, so we look at exactly what is happening. In Revelation chapter 4, Abraham said, then this time he's leaning back, he's speaking about the earth. He made us a promise, no more water, but fire this time. God said he will not destroy the earth with water anymore, a flood, but he will destroy it with fire. Amen. Instead of throwing it, they throw the earth away from the sun. That's the time of Noah. It got cold. If you throw it into the sun, it will burn. And just as he destroyed it with water and put the bow in the sky, he wouldn't do it no more. Now he gives a promise that he will burn it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because there's so much sin. Amen.
Amen.
God cannot behold sin. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he cannot behold sin. So because of sin, God is going to burn the earth up. Now today he's made an ark of escape for us,
amen,
which is the message of the hour.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's the way of escape. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's follow what he said. Amen. If you go to the next one, thank you. We got faith in the UN, our United Nations. Well, it's just about as deep as the League of Nations was, just the same thing. We had a League of Nations after the First World War. They was going to police the world. It didn't work. The real talk of the UN now is so uncertain. They don't know what to do. There where Khrushchev took off his shoe, beating on the desk, what good does it do? All the different ones. It's the uncertainty of the UN. The UN is all right as far as it goes, but it is too late. The worldly that's gathering in Glasgow is fine, but it is too late. Amen.
Amen.
It's too late for anything like that. Because the earth has passed between judgment, between mercy and judgment. God sends mercy. When the earth turns away mercy, there is nothing more than a judgment. And it has passed that line. So perhaps it's too late. Amen.
Amen.
It's too late. Then it says there is only one certain sound. Hallelujah. Not two, only one. It's not the world leaders gathering. It's not Rome. It's not Pope. And actually, it's not all these big names. God is not interested in those things. He's interested in his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Abraham said, one certain sound, that's the gospel. Prepare for battle.
Amen.
Then he says, what battle? The coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's clap to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the coming of the Lord is not a picnic. It's a battle.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Prepare yourself for battle now against evil. When evil is besetting the people on every hand, everything going wrong, home life going wrong, UN failing, nations breaking, atomic bombs around, homes splitting up, motherhood going low, immorals among the people, distrust among one another, all denominations forcing and stewing, what do? Be certain, prepare yourself for battle.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the only thing to do now. Amen. Almost finished. Now, in the sixth seal, Abraham preached the seven seals. God showed them to him. God took him up and showed him, as he showed Moses, great things. But the sixth seal, what we just read, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, is the unveiling of the sixth seal. The things we saw, the change of pattern, the change of weather in Egypt, the change of weather in Israel, the scripture teaches us very well that God will send two prophets to the Jews. It's in the book of Revelation. One is Moses, the other one is Elijah. And two of them are going there to change the weather. And we might just be stepping into that. And the whole world is seeing it. Something is fixing to happen. The weather is changing. The earth might just be going nearer. It's warming up. The people are rioting. The leaders are gathering. But for the bride, it's a different story.
Amen.
Because Abraham said God is going to renovate the earth.
Amen.
And before he renovates the earth, he takes the bride in the rapture.
Amen.
And then he renovates. The weather will really change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Abraham, in the sixth seal, is speaking about this. Amen.
Amen.
He says, we find out, John said, I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And all nature was interrupted, Abraham said. Then all nature, the things we take for granted, the sun, the days, it will not happen anymore. Don't be around to witness. Amen.
Amen.
See, God has been doing great things like healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, doing great works. But we find here that nature took a tumble. Amen.
Amen.
Look what took place. The earth quaked, the sun went black. The moon wouldn't give its light. The stars shook and fell. Why? Everything happened at the time of the opening of the sixth seal. It's a ministry coming on this earth. They will change everything.
Amen.
Those two preachers, those two ministers, they will operate from Israel. By this time, the bride shouldn't be here.
Amen.
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 It shouldn't be here. He says, then, when it takes place, right immediately after the announcing of those matters, the matters have been finished. Now, you see, we are real close into that hour now. He said this in 1962. If we are close in 62, in 2021, we are much closer.
Amen.
And the whole world is beginning to see. The leaders are panicking. The people are panicking. Something, they are beginning to feel it. But faith sees it before it happens.
Amen.
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 See, we are close now. It could be any time, see, because the church is just about ready to take its flight. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But remember, when those things happen, the bride won't be here.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Just remember, the bride is gone.
Amen.
So before this climate change, the bride should not be here.
Amen.
So if they're carrying placards and saying the weather is changing, the climate is changing, not weather. Weather is the one you see. Climate is not weather. They're two different things. Weather, it can rain, thunder can happen. That's weather. Climate is the permanent weather. It takes a long time build up of weather to know what climate is. They're talking about climate change, not weather change. Amen.
Amen.
They've sensed it. The unbeliever has sensed it. The kings have sensed it. We should know better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the seals are broken to us. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't be, we are not following, we don't have to carry placards. If I go there and tell them all these millions you're spending, give me the money and let me tell you what the problem is. You don't need to send kings and send all these people from around. They don't have the solution. The solution is in the scripture.
Amen.
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 But I'm not sure they will listen. Hallelujah. I'm sure they won't listen. Sorry. But remember, the bride is gone. Amen. She's gone. She won't go through any of this. This is a time of tribulation, of purification of the church. Amen.
Amen.
It's upon her for her to go through it, not the bride. He takes his sweetheart out of the way.
Hallelujah.
You are his sweetheart.
Amen.
So when they are doing all these things, it shows that we are close.
Amen.
It shows we are close.
Amen.
Let it be the Sunday school. We are, it's closer than you think. Program will say it's latter than you think. And I believe it with all my heart. Amen.
Amen.
If they are sensing it, we know all we're preparing now is to get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Because God has prepared, say he will not burn the earth out, he will renovate it.
Amen.
By the time we come back, he comes back to how it was. Another garden of Eden again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray as we hand over to Brother Eli for song leading. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful today. Lord, you told us that that day should not overtake us as a thief in the night. Lord, you're showing signs until even the earth is nervous. The unbelievers, the people whose eyes are darkened, are seeing a little glimpse that there is something wrong somewhere. Lord, we know just in the course of this week and some gone to demonstrate, some gone to, they come back, they made a decision, oh, we'll stop fossil gas, we'll stop this, but they cannot decide to stop sin. They cannot decide to wind back liberal laws that are against the word of God. But for they know in their heart that that is a problem, that it is sin, it is things that they are doing and saying and laws that are passing that are against the word of God. But Lord, we know it's gone past time for them for any such thing. So it's hidden from them. Lord Jesus, we pray that we ourselves will see it differently and know that it means the hour is close. It means it's closer than we ever think before. Father, may it dawn upon us as the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That we look about and ask ourselves, are we really ready? Are we in the church triumphant? Am I filled with our Holy Ghost? Am I ready for that rapture? Father, let it be thus, that it will be what motivates our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this joint service, Father, as we hand over to our song leader, Brother Eli. Father, may you bless him and strengthen him, Lord. And strengthen Brother Andrew Marius for the ministry of the word. We pray and ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, saints.
Amen.
And thank you very much, Brother Okeni. This was a very good way to start a Sunday service. You know, very inspiring. And that's why we need ministries. You know, there are people out there who say we don't need the fivefold ministry. No, but it takes a gifted man. It takes a gift from God to go into the message, 1,100 messages, to glean and align it, you know, things that you even didn't think about, climate change, but, you know, align it in the Bible and in the message. It takes a gift. Thank you very much, Brother Alex, and God bless you for that. So let's start our song service. We are going to sing Blessed Assurance. See? Blessed Assurance.